Greetings, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. Let's talk about fundamentals and open-eyed realism. Once again, we're seeing I hope so manipulated to the falseness of I know so. Supposed industry, quote-unquote, consultants, researchers, and industry associations are publishing predictive forecasts set in the context of hope rather than economic fundamentals. Making predictions of a V-shaped recovery past mid-year, in spite of the failure of federal government leaders to meaningfully and measurably step up to unencumbered fiscal support at ongoing adequate levels that ensures cross-industry heads stay above water, well, that's foolishly irresponsible. Hoping a thing isn't so doesn't make it not so. The failure of many states to mandate ongoing physical distancing and exemplary safety standards now has the U.S. in a radical spike of infection across those states who chose to open up too early, in spite of direct warnings not to. This has the overall U.S. economy further at risk. The failure of any meaningful authority at a national level to ensure a unified, science-backed stabilization plan has put our people, economy, and global reputation further at risk. As a matter of fact, we're serving as the global example of specifically what not to do when faced with a pandemic. The facts are inarguable, indisputable. Under the best-case scenarios, the U.S. economy will shrink 7% in 2020. And that's best case. Over 50 million people have applied for unemployment insurance. And though many jobs have been restored, the vast majority are in the non-exempt category. And given the recent sharp increase in COVID-19 infections in many states, well, many of the jobs that were restored will be taken back again, with people back in the unemployment line. Global GDP is conservatively predicted to drop over $8 trillion. Global trade, in a best-case scenario, is expected to drop over $3 trillion. Over 4,000 companies in the United States have declared bankruptcy so far, with a tsunami of others expected to follow suit before year-end. The wave of permanent job losses is coming as the aviation, hospitality, and large sport and entertainment venue industries prepare to sever thousands of jobs before year-end. Up to 15 million homes are currently at risk from mortgage default. The built environment industry is wholly dependent on consumer-to-business confidence. This industry doesn't exist outside the economy of people and businesses who fund its very existence. In order for our industry to get back on its feet, well, it means the U.S. economy must get back on its feet. This is proving far harder than anyone would have predicted. And the reasons, well, there are many. Fear regarding COVID-19. Is one of those. Its behavior, uncertainty, and the still unknown about its response to vaccination therapies has us in somewhat of a quandary. The loss of trust in authority is perhaps the saddest realization this period has revealed. People from multiple locations, various walks of life, and even different educational levels are overtly pushing back on the expertise of healthcare, basic hygiene, and the hard-won knowledge of science. Resorting to the internet for myriad versions of self-serving truth, Americans have lost what it means to act as a unified citizenry, and we're paying a drastic price in loss of life and economic collapse. Folks, it's time to put our brains back in our heads and extend reasonable faith towards those who know what they're doing, and just like we expect them to trust us when it comes to the science and disciplines of architecture, engineering, and construction. make sure your teams are receiving a common message of responsible behavior, the patience with the process, and unity in your culture. Be encouraging. Look for the best. And use this present reality to reinvent your future towards transformative resilience. Surround your organizations with imaginative possibilities and ask what's necessary to shed light on areas left neglected for too long. Make the difficult decisions necessary for the health and sustainability of the organization. You see, the day will come when we'll emerge from this, and the question will be asked, did you emerge meaningfully better than the way you entered? Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.